Quick rundown, 5 stories, 1 sentence each to hook you. Chris Noth says his friendship with Sarah Jessica Parker is over. After her response to assault allegations, Mike Coulter hints Luke Cage could return to the MCU, but won't confirm. Survivor is officially renewed for season 51, and casting is already underway. ByteDance approves a U.S. Dash-led TikTok joint venture to separate American operations, and Netflix's South Korean superhero series, The Wonderfuls, arrives in Q2 2026, plus Hulu and Disney Plus updates and 2 big documentary and acting confessions rounding out the day.
We'll unpack every one. Short teaser finished. Now let's dive in. Spoiler alert, the first segment contains spoilers about private relationships and public statements linked to sexual assault allegations.
Story 1. Chris Noth reflecting on the fallout. Noth told a podcast audience that he and Sarah Jessica Parker are no longer friends, and that the joint statement from Parker, Kristen Davis, and Cynthia Nixon felt like brand management. Sad, disappointing, and surprising were his words. He said he wished he'd been contacted to tell his side before that public statement was issued, and that the split clarified who his real friends are.
Context is important here. These comments follow multiple sexual assault accusations that surfaced in late 2000-2001, which Noth has consistently denied or said were consensual. There were additional allegations of inappropriate behavior from colleagues in later reporting, and no criminal charges or civil suits have moved forward. Noth framed the public reaction as a tidal wave that would be hard to counter, but he also expressed hurt that his former co-stars didn't reach out privately first.
Why it matters. Beyond the immediate human cost, this is about how public figures navigate allegations, solidarity with accusers, and reputational management. When ensemble casts issue joint statements, it sends an industry signal, and Noth's reaction shows how those signals can fracture long-term relationships. For fans of the franchise, it's a reminder that on-screen chemistry doesn't guarantee off-screen consensus.
Spoiler alert, next segment contains spoilers about casting timelines and MCU plans.
Story 2. Luke Cage and Mike Coulter. Coulter's been coy. He confirmed conversations have happened but stopped short of saying the character is definitely returning to the MCU. With Daredevil Born Again back on Disney Plus, and Jessica Jones also in the mix, the creative momentum is there, and some storylines point to Cage showing up, especially with Devil's Reign elements that could put Cage in mayoral territory.
What to watch for? Born Again Season 2 is premiering March 4th, and Marvel could use that as a connective tissue if they want to reintroduce the Netflix-era street-level heroes. Coulter's careful phrasing, "I've had conversations," is classic actor diplomacy. Keep hope alive for fans without locking in spoilers or contractual commitments. If Cage returns, it'll be interesting to see whether Marvel keeps the grittier Netflix tone or fully integrates him into the broader MCU vibe.
Spoiler alert, next segment includes details about renewal status and season logistics for a long-running reality show.
Story 3. Survivor is renewed for season 51. CBS announced the renewal alongside a slate of other renewals. Season 50 premieres February 25th with a 3-hour premiere, and Jeff Probst is back hosting. Casting for season 51 is already underway, and the network notes the 2-6-day format looks likely to stay, though they're open to tweaks depending on audience response to season 50.
Why fans care? Survivor has been a cultural staple for decades, and an early renewal signals confidence from CBS. There's talk that a live finale could return, potentially letting fans vote on game elements, and that format experiments from season 50 will influence season 51. For longtime viewers, the main takeaway is continuity. Jeff Probst remains, casting is active, and the show intends to keep the momentum going into 2026-27.
Spoiler alert, next segment will reveal structural and ownership details about a major tech deal.
Story 4. ByteDance approved a U.S.-led TikTok divestment plan to create an American-run joint venture. The new entity, TikTok USDS Joint Venture LLC, will be majority owned by American investors, including Oracle, NGX, and Silver Lake, controlling over 80%, with ByteDance retaining 19.9%. A 7-member U.S. board will oversee operations, and Adam Presser was tapped as CEO. The plan also includes commitments to retrain the recommendation algorithm on U.S. data and give the U.S. board final say on content moderation related to American policy.
Why this is huge? It's the long-anticipated attempt to resolve national security concerns that have shadowed TikTok for years. If implemented, it changes the governance model and could influence content moderation, data security, and ad business operations in the US. Practical questions remain: how the algorithm retraining will work, how much independence the US board actually has, and how global interoperability will be maintained. But investors and regulators will be watching every step.
Spoiler alert! Next segment contains release windows and production timelines for an international series.
Story 5, The Wonderfools on Netflix. This South Korean superhero drama, starring Park Eun-bin and Cha Eun-woo, finished filming in May 2025 and is slated for a Q2 2026 release window. The premise focuses on defective superhumans, people with powers that are hard to control, which gives Netflix another take on the superhero genre with a distinctly Korean cast and creative team.
Notable context. Cha Eun, who began mandatory military service in July 2025, so this may be his last K-drama appearance for up to 3 years. That adds to the series' profile. With Park Eun-bin coming off high-profile success, global fans should expect heavy marketing and a first-look campaign from Netflix ahead of the April-June window.
Spoiler alert! Next segment will touch on premiere dates and cast updates for unscripted and YA adaptations.
Quick catch-ups, Hulu's The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, also known as Hash Mom Talk, returns for season 4 on March 12th, with 10 episodes exploring fame, competition, and personal drama, including a storyline with one cast member announced as The Bachelorette. And Percy Jackson's season 3 is already in production, aiming for a 2026 release. Adapting The Titan's Curse, and introducing Thalia, with filming in Vancouver wrapping on a schedule intended to keep seasons closer together.
Also in the roundup, Woody Harrelson admitted on a podcast he at times wanted to punch Matthew McConaughey during True Detective rehearsals because of McConaughey's intense method approach. Harrelson ultimately conceded that McConaughey's restraint added to the show's dynamic. And HBO's two-part Mel Brooks documentary by Judd Apatow offers an intimate portrait, balancing humor, grief, and celebration across archival footage and interviews.
That's our wrap for today's headlines. If you want extended interviews, background pieces, and a longer roundtable, check out the full daily episode where we expand each of these stories and bring in guests. Spoiler alert, we'll have deeper takes and more sources on the podcast version.
Thanks for listening. Hit subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's roundup. We'll be back with more headlines, context, and a few surprises. Catch you next time.